Welcome to Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 17, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah continues with the laws of Muktzah, objects that are prohibited to be moved on Shabbos, at least rabbinically. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Kol HaKelim, all vessels, this is talking about Kelim Shem Alachtam Le'iser, which means vessels that are usually used for a prohibited task, Nitalin, are allowed to be moved on Shabbos, if a person moves them for a permissible way, for a permissible task, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, for example, a hammer that's used to break nuts, chutz min hamaser hagadol, except for the large saw, the yaseid shamachresha, and the peg of a plow. These two specific vessels, the owners are extremely careful and meticulous about not to do any other type of prohibited or any work with them whatsoever, because since they're kind of precision tools, he's very careful that they're not used for anything else. Therefore, they're under a new classification of muktzah called muktzah machmas chisaron kis, something that is prohibited to be moved because of a possible loss. We find something similar to this as well with medical scalpels and all kinds of medical equipment, which are very high precision tools. Those are usher to use on Shabbos even for something that would usually be permissible. Continues the mission of Kol HaKelim, all vessels that are used for permitted tasks, I don't know, like forks, knives, spoons, bowls, nitalin, are allowed to be moved to Shabbos litzorech, if there's a reason to use them. So you want to take a drink, so you use the cup. You want to eat some soup, you put it in the bowl. Or, even if, let's say, the bowl is in a place where it's going to get ruined, a kid's going to knock it over, you're allowed to move it. V'shelo litzorech, similarly, even if you don't need it necessarily, you just want to move it away so it doesn't get ruined, or maybe even for no usage whatsoever, the halacha is that it's permitted to move it on Shabbos. Rabbi Nechemi says, "Eini talon el letzorech." He says, even a vessel that its normal task is for a permitted use, like a cup, you're not allowed to take it on Shabbos unless you're using it for a specific task. However, just generally to use it for no reason whatsoever, Rabbi Nechemi says that it's prohibited. Let's see one more. Mishnah 5. All vessels that can be moved on Shabbos, if let's say they broke on Shabbos, one may move the broken pieces as long as you can still use them for some type of permitted task. For example, shivrei areva, the broken pieces of a large kneading bowl, you could use it to cover a barrel. Shivrei zechuches, broken pieces of glass, achasus benes piapach, to cover a small jug. Rabbi Huda says, uvavachi osin mei malachton, that it's only permitted if you can use them from the original type of permitted usage that they had. For example, shivrei areva, the broken pieces of a basket, latzik lesochan mikvah, to pour inside of them a thick porridge. Michel zechuches, or broken pieces of glass, latzik lesochan shemen, to see if they can hold a little bit of oil inside of them. Then he holds that it's permitted. But if not, if it can't be used for an original task that it's used for, the law is that he says it's prohibited to be moved, and it's considered muktzah. The Gemara explains, the Rabbi Huda is talking about, I guess the machlokas Rabbi Huda and the Tanakhama, the first rabbi, is only where it actually broke on Shabbos, because they're prohibited in that situation because of nolad. Nolad is an object that became usable or just came into the world on Shabbos. But if, let's say, they were broken before Shabbos, even Rabbi Huda would say that it's permitted to use them, even if there's a task that's not related to their original usage. Just for any permitted task, Rabbi Huda would agree that it would be permitted in that situation. Wishing you a wonderful day, a wonderful Erev Shabbos, as well as a beautiful Shabbos.